I'm flutist Damari McGill, and you're listening to Interlaken Public Radio, a service of Interlaken Center for the Arts.
Hey, this is Tev from Black Violin, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlaken Public Radio.
Thank you so much, Kev Marcus. If you'd like to hear more from Kev Marcus and Black Violin on Kids Commute, you can search Black Violin at our website, kidscommute.org. Well, good morning, Kids Commuters. Welcome to day 4 of Civil Rights Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We are honoring important songs of the Civil Rights Movement in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. Today, we'll meet a famous opera singer who almost wasn't allowed to sing. That singer is Marian Anderson, who from 1925 to 1965 traveled all over the United States and Europe performing in concert halls. Audiences raved about her beautiful voice, and she was welcomed everywhere. Well, almost everywhere, and that's what we're going to talk about today. In the late 1930s, opera singer Marian Anderson's manager tried to book a concert for her at the DAR Constitution Hall in Washington, D.C. DAR stands for Daughters of the American Revolution, a women's patriotic organization founded in 1889 as part of a celebration of the 100 years it had been since George Washington was president. Constitution Hall was their official concert hall. Now, here's something really interesting, at least to us at Kids Commute. The Daughters of the American Revolution had to be formed because the Sons of the American Revolution didn't think women were good enough to join their group. That seems pretty unfair, right? Well, how about this? When Marian Anderson's manager tried to book her at DAR Concert Hall, the DAR said no because she was black and they had a policy of only allowing white people to sing at Constitution Hall. Doesn't that also sound really unfair? You think they would have learned their lesson about discriminating being bad because it was done to them first, right? No. Now, enter Eleanor Roosevelt. Eleanor Roosevelt was the First Lady of the United States, married to President Franklin Delano Roosevelt. She and the president were very angry at the DAR for excluding Marian Anderson based on her race. So you know what happened? Eleanor Roosevelt quit the DAR in protest, and she and the president arranged for Marian to come to the White House to sing for them. Then, instead of Constitution Hall, they invited her to sing on the Mall of Washington right in front of the Lincoln Memorial on Easter Sunday, 1939. And instead of the couple of thousand people who might have seen her at Constitution Hall, she ended up with an audience of 75,000. The DAR later apologized to Marian Anderson and ended their policy of racial discrimination. When the Civil Rights Act of 1964 passed, she even gave a concert there as part of a tour. In 1992, the DAR awarded her their Centennial Medallion, honoring her as a woman who had given outstanding service to the nation. We're about to hear some of that outstanding service. This recording is a little bit scratchy, but so worth it. And we're including a little bit of the speech made by the U.S. Secretary of the Interior, Harold Ickes, as he introduces her. Followed by the speech, here is Marian Anderson singing My Country 'Tis of Thee in front of the Lincoln Memorial and thousands of fans.
Genius, genius draws no color line. She has endowed Marian Anderson with such a voice as lifts any individual above his fellows, as is a matter of exultant pride to any race. And so it is fitting that Marian Anderson should raise her voice in tribute to the noble Lincoln whom mankind will ever honor. We are grateful to Miss Marian Anderson for coming here to sing to us today.
Thank you. That was Marian Anderson singing My Country, 'Tis of Thee in front of 75,000 people at the Lincoln Memorial in 1939. Marian Anderson said, "When I sing, I don't want them to see that my face is black. I don't want them to see that my face is white. I want them to see my soul. And that is colorless." Kids Commuters, this is such an important piece of history, and one of the things producer Tony and I love about this show is that we can share it with you. I'm so glad that recording was preserved so that we could hear it today. Now, tomorrow, Kids Commuters, we will hear a beautiful song often referred to as the Black National Anthem. That's all for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. Have a beautiful day.
Interlochen Public Radio.